Your first few years, it's been a question of expectations, you know, to come here a little bit more of an underdog. How does that feel to you?
That's the way I live my life. So I don't, I mean this without sounding like a jerk. I've been the underdog my whole life. Mm-hmm. And if you were to ask our players, that's pretty much how I coach. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I talk. That's for sure how I live. And you could probably call my wife and she'd tell you the same thing.
Well, you don't sound like a jerk at all. I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Can you talk about what the guys bring in? I mean, are they going to be a similar team to what you had with the group you lost, in order you have to change things up to play to their strengths?
Well, I think it'll be a little bit different just because they're new. So it's hard to figure out exactly, you know, what are they going to be? They don't know what they're going to be, you know. I'm still learning, but so are they. So five practices in, we're grateful for the new guys that we have. What are they going to evolve into? Hopefully really good players. Are they there yet? No. Do they want to be? Yes. Are we working to get to that point? Of course. But, you know, it's hard to say how it'll all change out. You know, hopefully some of those guys by January or February will be have distinct roles within our team. But never know.
I'm not sure if everyone knows what quite to expect from this team now after the three guards have graduated. How do you go about replacing them this season? And as far as your front court is concerned, with Lazar coming back for a senior year, where do you guys go from last year?
Yeah, I don't. We're very thankful to have had the opportunity we had last year as a coach, or for me to have the opportunity to coach those guys. But relative to our expectations, they're the same as they were last year. We need to make sure that we get 1% better today. That's all you can control. Let's work today to be the best we can be and wake up early in the morning and do it again. I can't be a forecaster of the future or how we're going to be or who's going to score and how we're going to score. We've just got to continue to work to try to figure that out.
Do you feel like you have to almost simplify things to help them along, young guys, or do you just want to set the bar high and let them catch up?
Well, I think it's a balance of that. I think that's a good question. You got to make sure that what you teach is exactly what you want them to know. But you also have to make sure that before they learn anything, they've got to learn to compete as hard as they possibly can every possession. And then as you grow and you begin to teach them new things, you know, they're trying to eat the whole cow, and you got to make sure you give them in bite-sized bites a little bit so they make sure they understand it, because they're the foundation of what our program will be for the next 3 or 4 years.
Do you think that the returning guys, I mean, a lot of the new faces, but from the returning guys, you can sort of build an identity or what you want for this team to be this
year?
Yeah,
I think they've done a great job of knowing what we're going to do, why we're going to do it, and they've done a great job of explaining to our new guys in their own words, hey, this is why we do what we do.
How does this conference compare last year was the greatest conference ever, in quotes or not? How does this year compare?
Well, I don't know. That's why we got to play the games. There's 144 games. How it's going to play out, I don't know. But, you know, I thought last year it was as good as it's ever been, but I'd only coached in the league 1 year. So, for sure it was as good as it's ever been. But I don't think that just because you lost seniors, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to take a step back, not just as a league. I think that everybody's done a good job of signing really good players, and I think that there are players that were currently on the rosters that are going to be able to step in and fill some of those gaps.
John Thompson said something interesting a couple of minutes ago. He said that he thinks that the teams that are the best in the conference coming in are also the youngest teams. How does that reflect on things maybe in college basketball in general?
Well, it says that the Big East is signing some of the best players in the country on an annual basis, and that's why the league has always been what the league has been.